Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Good morning, Eddie. Happy, let's just call it, Fake Tuesday.
Oh, we are relaxing by the pool right now. You are vaping hard. I've got a mic.
Oh, my gosh. I'm reading the Pioneers. You're reading Night Circus.
Yes.
We are not really recording a show at the very beginning of the summer. We're doing it right before the week is kicking off. So
no, we took the weekend just to stop. And I like it. I like it when we do the
Is that really your plan for the weekend, by the way? Are y'all for Memorial Day weekend? I really do hope y'all are like having a weekend where you get to play more than you've gotten to lately.
Annie, let me tell you about last Tuesday. Can I just tell you briefly what happened on a single day? So on Tuesday, we closed on a house, like got the money. So our house in our house in Orlando sold and we closed on it. So no longer in our possession.
Okay.
We listed our house.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Very thrilled on that. Like very emotional because we thought we'd live in that house for a long time, but very like great. It worked. We listed our house in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Which means
I saw you tweet about that.
It's on it. Yeah. I didn't want to post it, but I thought, well, maybe somebody's moving to Gainesville and they need a house.
Of course.
And we also had an offer accepted on a house in D.C.
Wait, you got your house in D.C.?
Yes, we did, Annie.
Eddie, oh my gosh.
So as of Tuesday, we kind of owned or partially owned or under contract for three houses, which is too many houses,
which
Annie.
Is a very rich lifestyle. I'm very impressed.
We've got to unload some houses ASAP. So when you say, what are you doing this weekend? I think kind of just like if you've ever seen just like Play-Doh melt over the edge of a picnic table and just fall to the ground.
That's what your weekend plan is.
It's going to be like fall into some sort of Netflix, fall into some sort of pool, sleep.
I'm so glad, Eddie. Tell me the process of getting the house in D.C.
Well, great realtor. And the process was basically we had a pretty defined circle that was a generous circle, but also like we're only in this area because this is where the community we want to be. Yeah. This is where the schools we want to be.
Yeah.
And so this is our circle. And it was good. I mean, we had a full high school's range worth of houses. And this house came in the market and it was owned by a lady who had passed away. She had raised a bunch of kids in this house. And I think her kids inherited the house and were selling it off. And we just made a fair but not insane offer. And there's going to be a lot of aesthetic work to do on the inside, but as they say, the bones of it are very good. So we will paint every surface. We will redo a room, but it's got bedrooms for everybody and place for an office and place for like a little den and a yard in a cute neighborhood with a fireplace. Like it's
great.
I think, I don't remember who said it first, but it's like, we were like, this is a Christmas house. You can just see where the big wreath is going to be on the front of the house. You can see where the little candles in the window are going to be. Like,
oh,
it's
my
a
gosh,
good,
Eddie.
It's just like a class. And it was built in early 50s. So it's like old and brick, like double brick walls. It's
so
great.
When y'all are looking at houses, are the girls looking with you and Bree too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're doing like the first round because there's a lot that you throw away.
Yeah.
But when it gets real, real, and we're like doing the FaceTime tour around the house with Morgan, the realtor, then they're definitely a part of that. And we've been very open about we are going to make an offer on this house. We may not get it. There was a house we made an offer on that we didn't get. So we've been very, very
transparent. Were there tears?
No. I think I would have been okay if there was, but they also understand that none of this is held. Like, don't start moving in your mental furniture into this place.
Right.
Because we aren't either. But also, this is a long process. But also, we do need you to kind of buy into it as much as you can. Like, they don't know the finances of it all, but if there's something they really don't like or the house gives them the willies
like
or something.
Yeah,
like, and they were like, yeah. And so all of their factors and our factors were met and we were like, okay. So
unbelievable, Eddie.
What a privilege, right? So we still have to wait. You know, we're still going through the appraisal process and there's all the contingencies, but it all seems like It seems like
Morgan feels good about it.
Morgan feels good. And it seems like astoundingly by the end of May, by the time this episode fully releases, we will have it's like it happened. We sold two houses and have another one.
Oh, my gosh.
So darn grateful. Because it turns the noise of this summer down drastically.
Yes, yes, of course, of course.
And now we just like get to live a little bit and get to slowly pack and move on out. So very happy, very great. So that's what we're doing this weekend is not that. I would say no phones, just no more texts with people. We're just going to melt into the weekend.
Dude, huge congratulations. That is amazing.
Thank you.
The Lord just handled you. I mean, y'all did a lot of work, but how kind of God.
I will send you a link to the place.
I want
to
see it,
Yeah. We're going to wallpaper. I think we're going to wallpaper a living room or a dining room.
Yes. I mean, wallpaper is back. It is back.
Have you seen, this is a reverse sponsor. Have you seen the Rifle wallpaper?
No. Is it unbelievable?
Rifle Paper Company out of Orlando.
Yes. I love Rifle Paper Company.
Annie, all the people that started Rifle went to like our church back in the day and we were part of that community. And we were like, oh, wow, look, they're starting to sell their prints. And then it's like, whoa. Their prints are in Anthropology. Whoa.
Yes, yes.
Their prints, like Oprah likes their stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like crazy. So, but their wallpaper.
Okay. I need you to know that on their website is a wallpaper called Black Multi.
Okay.
That's really dark with really bright flowers. And it is very similar to the one I just put in my laundry room. That's literally what it looks like.
I don't know which one we're fully looking at, but it's one of those, like a small dining room with like a white, bright table and good lighting in it and then a dark wallpaper. Good night, Louise.
Right. Come on. I mean, we are doing to the generations behind us what our grandparents did to our parents of like, there was four layers of wallpaper and all I want is paint. I just want paint. Why did people in 2020s love wallpaper?
Yes. And I will
I
will say this to the generations after me, like my grandparents, I just don't care. I am very into this wallpaper. I am going to enjoy my life here and I'm going to pass a lot of things on to you. I'm going to try to make the environment better. I'm going to do a lot of stuff that's helpful. I don't care about the wallpaper. I'm going to do what I like.
People coming behind us, you will figure it out. I believe in you. I believe that you will figure out how to do this.
Okay. And they will figure it out just like we figured it out. Or maybe it will go so long that it's retro-y. And
Because I kind of wish some of the wallpapers my grandparents had, I could still have. Like, I was like, that was kind of cool what my grandmother picked out.
Well, that's the thing. This house has a straight up den in it. Like a...
Oh, yeah. Like two steps down kind of thing.
Yes. With the paneling.
Yeah, of course.
And we're like... That's kind of rad. I'm not sure if it's crossed into like keep it, but it's real close. And there's a lot of the things in the house that are like, oh, we're not getting rid of that. That is like an old lady chandelier that is perfecto.
Right, right.
So what
Eddie.
Yeah, just chilling hard. Very happy
what
about it.
What a dream.
It's getting very real. Very
That's
real.
Fantastic. I mean, and then the hope is that the house you're in currently in Gainesville that you'll sell and then be able to rent back until August or rent back until July or something.
Correct. And we're talking like a 1 month rental. So by the time we close on it, it's end of June. We would need it for July.
Oh yeah, that's right. Of course.
We move out August 1. So this isn't like because of the timing of it all, this is a very typical transaction.
Yeah, totally. Versus I have another friend here in Nashville whose house sold last week and they're renting till August.
Yeah, it's not that kind of thing. But also It's a good house. We're responsible for it, and people will. I think it's gonna work out. Like at this point, it's just gonna work out.
Yeah, of course.
So yeah. So that's what we're gonna do, and then I think somewhere around
what relief I feel.
What relief I feel it with you. So somewhere around July 30, whatever August 1, we will head up there.
How are the girls excited?
Both. We're all both like, yes, they're very pumped. It's very exciting. It's also like, okay, well, that got real. Yeah. So we're going to have a great Florida summer and then we're going to go. And so, yes, it's exciting. It becomes very real when you have a place that you start to like put your furniture in and realize like, okay, well, we're going to Craigslist this thing because that won't fit anywhere. You're like, oh boy. So, yeah.
And you're kind of leaving Florida at the month that everyone wants to leave Florida.
Yeah. I will say DC is very hot.
It's very swampy.
I'm not sure that I'm trading up in this moment. I will say that where Florida continues deep into October, DC will have the like it will have cooled down. But
yes,
August, yes. Oh boy, August is going to be hot, hot, hot.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Moving in August is not a dream. And yet we've talked about this before. Everyone has to do it. I bet every single person moves in August more than once in their life. And it's brutal.
Right. Because of school. It's just the worst. School's new. Yes. Hey, we don't want to do school during these months. You go ahead and just rearrange your life during these months. We're going to all go to the beach. Bye.
That's right. And even as, you know, when you go to college, you have to move in August. When you change apartments in college, you have to move in August. When you leave college, you usually end up moving in August. Like, so before you're 25, you've probably moved thrice in the worst month to move.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Nope. That's absolutely right. I think the weirdest thing of this is knowing, I mean, who knows what life is going to bring, but like we knew we were moving to Gainesville with an end in mind. Like we were going to be here for 3 years.
Yes. You knew that from the get go.
This is a place we're going to build a life into and really prepare to not leave now.
Right.
Right. Something may happen. We may get the call and something cool opportunity but who knows?
Right.
Like it's a different vibe walking in with no end date.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was really I don't know. I think you remember all this, but I moved to Nashville in 2008. I moved to Scotland in 2011. Yep. And at the end of 11, when I was moving back to the US, I had this decision to make of like, I don't have to go back to Nashville. I could, right. this right. could be, I go back to Atlanta and continue my life where I grew up. And when I decided to move back to Nashville and was like, oh, now I live here forever. Like now I'm making the choice to plant the rest of my life there. It does change how you live somewhere whether it's true or not, whether I'll stay here forever, I don't know. But when I live like I'm not leaving, it makes me live different.
Yes. Yeah. No, it does. And invest in like even just like in Gainesville with like churches and stuff, like, you know, COVID stopped and we didn't go for a while. And then you're like, yeah, we're kind of back in it. But then it's also like we're gone in a couple months. And you just like it just the temporariness, you start to be like, well, we only have 4 months left.
That's
and
right.
I've had to both be like, OK with that and then also fight that and be like, no, you've got 4 months left. Don't quit.
Right.
Still see somebody you haven't seen in a while. Like
yes,
do both. But
yes.
It's definitely. There's something about just the feeling of taking root in a place.
Yeah.
That is very different.
I really believe in that. And it just makes you, it makes it harder to run when things get hard. It makes it harder to do what you're saying, to avoid committing to community and relationship. And yeah, it is a different world when you move somewhere and you don't know when you're leaving, if you ever leave.
Totally. Yeah.
I mean,
totally.
Your girls may say to people in 30 years, I mean, yeah, I lived in Florida for the first like 10 years of my life, but I really lived in D.C.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is wild.
Oh, they will have. I mean, how many memories do you have pre-9? That's how
yeah,
old.
Yeah, I don't know. Not a lot compared to 9 to 25.
Right. You have like nice, warm like recollections. You remember.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I remember that house, but you don't. I mean, they already don't have a full sense of the house in Orlando. That was 3 years ago.
Yes.
We're like, hey, do you remember the color you painted your room? And they're like, kind of. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah,
because
you were 5.
And I'm 40 and I remember these things because I helped paint that room and you don't. And so, yeah, they will know a different world up there. So that's very exciting, Annie. Thank you for asking about it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just so thrilled. I feel so relieved. I'm sorry. I didn't know already.
Feel it too. I feel relieved too. The
I'm
noise
so
is
happy.
Slowly. There's still so many texts. I mean, literally during our conversation, I just had to text real quick with DC Realtor about, you know, when's the closing date? Are you going to da da da? Like, this stuff
that's
never
really funny.
Stops, but it's turning down. It's turning down significantly, which will be nice.
Uh-huh.
And what a gift we get to do this life.
Hey, friends, just interrupting the show to tell you about our partner, BetterHelp. We love talking about counseling. Eddie and I have talked to you a lot about each of our personal counseling journeys, and we believe BetterHelp is a great resource for you. BetterHelp will assess your personal needs, match you with a licensed professional therapist. You'll get thoughtful and timely responses when you reach out. You can reach out anytime,
yes.
And it is a safe and private online environment. Not self-help, not crisis hotline, but it is literal professional counseling without having to be in an uncomfortable waiting room.
Okay, Annie, I know we've been like following my counseling journey on BetterHelp with this great partnership. I tell you a couple of weeks ago that, or maybe it was last week, that my counselor had me like draw stuff with my left hand.
Yes, using the other hand.
Yeah. Holy smokes. We went through like, I guess, the results the other day. And so I just like hold up my results to the camera. I'm like drawing my journal and I show her and she's looking at it. And so I'm just holding it up and she's like, tell me about your choice to include that. And it was like,
wow,
the counseling's happening. But I also realized in the moment I was like, change is coming. But it was just this great thing where there was, I don't know where she's at. I don't know where her location is. And we're sitting here in our own places on our computer. But there was no barrier between us because of the way that they have been able to design this online portal that really helps, it just like helps people interact in really meaningful and authentic and apparently very emotional ways. So yay for BetterHelp. Some would say you cry.
Friends, we want you to start living a healthier life today. So as a listener to our show, you get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/keeptalking. Join over a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/keeptalking.
Hey, friends, are you still going to the post office? I kind of hope you're not. We've talked about this. Are you still paying full price for postage? Well, thanks to Stamps.com, you don't have to anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay less. A lot less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com saves businesses thousands of hours and tons of money every single year. We love Stamps.com.
Oh, yeah. Listen, as a small business owner over at Downs Books Incorporated and That Sounds Fun Network, we are very thankful for Stamps.com because there are times where literally you can get discounts up to 40% off the post office and up to 66% off of the UPS shipping rates. And we can like print it all out at the office and then hand it to our mail guy or drop it off ourselves. It is so easy to be able to handle all the postage right from where we are versus taking time to go to the store or to go to the post office. It is like such an easier life.
I wouldn't say you're a small business owner. I'd say you're like a normal sized business owner.
We're business owners. Yes, that's true.
Nailed it. Oh, I love that joke. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There is no risk. And with the promo code Annie and Eddie, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. That's cool. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Annie and Eddie. That's stamps.com, promo code Annie and Eddie. Do you have anything else? Do you have anything on your list? Because I want to make sure.
I've got two things, and they both are a little bit of a thumbs down, but they're great stories, but they're a little brutal.
I'm here.
One of them is very quick. I just thought you'd think it was funny. The other day, my computer told me I was out of space, which feels how?
Boy.
It just feels how.
What do you have, like a Zeos 586 from 92?
That's crazy. I thought, this doesn't make any sense. And so I just started looking through and realized that like every Friday we record a video that we share with people on my email list. And so those have just been living in my downloads. And, you know,
sure.
I'm going through and cleaning them up and whatever. And I'm probably spending, I don't know, 25 minutes on it. And I'm just hitting yes to delete, fill trash, delete, delete, delete,
oh,
delete.
No. Please don't tell me how this ends. I am already running towards your, because then you emptied the trash.
100%. And at some point, something said to me, I remember seeing, these 96 files will never be recovered. And I was like, okay. And I deleted them. And suddenly my computer storage dropped by half. And Eddie, I don't know what's gone. I don't know what's gone, but something that probably matters to me that I will never find again. I deleted 96 files that were big enough to take up half of whatever my computer can hold.
Okay.
This is bad, right?
I am sweating. I am, it's full gross flop sweat under my armpits right now because of what you've done.
I know.
And I'm begging you to answer this in the way that it has to be answered. Do you back up your computer using Time Machine? Oh, God. I just knew you didn't.
I don't think I do. I don't think I do, but I should.
How do you exist?
I know. I don't know. But I will tell you, I just opened my storage for you to see. And it has 220 Okay, so it holds 500 GB.
Gigs. Just a gig.
Okay, great. It holds 500 gigs, and it was at 480 gigs, and now it is at, it is, we have 220 gigs available.
Okay, so here is in truth. If there is a lot of high-def video, I mean, that is a space eater like nothing else.
Okay, great.
Podcasts, audio files, very small. So
yeah.
The chance is really good that a majority of that was that you blew away all the old video, which you probably don't need.
Great.
But Annie.
I know. I need to really back it up on Time
I know Machine. Exactly who you are technologically, in terms of technology. Like, you're very, and I'm saying this without actually knowing.
You're right.
I feel it. You, first of all, you connect to this show, this recording that we're doing, this is all you. You connect with your own Yeti mic, you do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. And the levels are right. You and I never need to fuss with this. But I also have a feeling that you play it pretty fast and loose with everything else. Like, when was the last time you updated your computer because it said so? God almighty.
It told me the other day. It did tell me the other day. It came up, there were updates in the corner, and it said, do you want to do this later tonight? And by chance, that night, I had been watching Good Place, and, and I had left my computer, and I fell asleep, and it left the computer open, and it updated itself. So the Lord was sovereign in updating my computer 2 weeks ago because I accidentally left it open.
Oh, Annie.
But I don't know anything about what goes on inside of my computer. No, I don't.
I need a small budget and a day. Because you are the person that just needs, you need to just be able to connect to your Wi-Fi network because you're in there doing whatever, and it's just backing up on Time Machine on its own to an external drive that you don't have to plug in. That's the setup.
Because I do have one external drive that's holding a lot of pictures that matter to me, and it won't turn.
Oh God, Annie.
I know. What do I do about that, though?
I am sweating. Well, first of all,
I hate it.
I when you plug it in, does it make any noise? You're gonna have to send that to a service because it's probably a, well, do you know if it's a solid state drive? Does it say SSD on it? Okay. So
that is like such a compliment that you would think I would A, know where it is, and B.
But I did say it in a way that made you know that I knew that you definitely didn't know.
Yeah, for
but
sure, I still, for sure. You're handling this beautifully.
I wanted to give you the dignity of the question. But
again, this is not any percent mansplaining. This is you absolutely helping me know something I don't know. I will take a picture of it. I will try to locate it today because I'm working from home, and I will take a picture of it.
I just need a small network of things to happen around you that allow you to do exactly what you do with your life. Just live it. You don't have to. You don't have to be a nerd like me, right? Just live it. But that things like this don't happen. Like the fact
well,
that
just
you have
wondering
all.
Yep, sorry.
Why does all that video on your computer in the first place is vexing to me?
Right, because I put it on Dropbox and then don't delete it off my computer.
Okay, so it is on Dropbox.
Yeah. They all go on Dropbox. Well, then I delete them the week out because we only send them out every Friday and it's so we don't need them to keep space, you know?
Right, but there should be someone somewhere, especially with this stuff. They're like archiving.
Yeah.
Like I have an archive of. But we don't have to get into all of this.
Well, my question is, when you are driving to D.C. to your new life, are you going to stop through here? And can I give you a small budget to make it right?
I kind of think that's not out of the question.
Okay,
because
great.
I need you to be able to just open up your computer at home and things magically happen while you are scrolling through finding a recipe for some soup you're making.
Yeah,
I just
right.
need it to all happen. And then when this happens in 3 years, you could go, oh, that's right. Yes, I accidentally deleted everything, but it's all backed up.
Yeah.
I used Carbonite.
Right.
I didn't know what that Carbonite logo was, but I've got it.
Let me tell you. You're saying words I don't even know.
Let me tell you what I've got going on right now. Like right in front of me, I've got everything on my computer, every activist episode, everything. Everything you and I have ever done, every podcast you and I have ever done is in the cloud.
Okay.
It's in a cloud. I could pull it off. So if my computer just exploded and all external drives, I've also got an external drive where everything is, and that is being redundantly backed up to another drive. So every Keep Talking file is in three places before we're even done recording. Not to mention the fact that it's still in Zen.
So
somewhere you and I need to meet in the middle. Because I am what you would call crazy and obsessive and control things that I can't control because I am really intense.
Okay.
I need you to be able to find those files. So that's where we're at. I'm going to get over this now.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, you can fix this for me. I'm sorry.
Boy, no. This is stressful. Ooh.
Then the other topic I have to bring before anything on your list is not as stressful for you.
Okay.
But last night at 2:15 a.m., one of my smoke alarms starts beeping that the battery's dead. Why does it do that in the middle of the night? How does it know?
Like, why isn't it just during your lunch break?
Why haven't we upgraded? Or maybe the world hasn't. I just haven't, to where it sends me a text.
Oh, that's a great idea. Just how easy would it be to have a Nest enabled thing that just gives you an update?
Yeah. Battery's dead. Okay. Battery's dead. Let me change it. Yeah. So this is how smoke alarms go in everyone's house, I think, I would assume, is that they're all kind of on the same schedule. Okay. And so everybody is dying. So I'd already replaced two of them last week and I only have four total. And so this morning, 2:15, I get up and I go and I know it's not the one in my room, though that is the other one I have not replaced. So I go to the other one and it's not beeping. It's not the one. And I'm like, huh. Eddie, I need you to know that for 40 minutes, I walked around my house and could hear the beeping and could never find which one it was.
And you only have four?
And I only have four.
What's the deal?
Unless there's a hidden one that I can't find, which I turned on every light and I looked at, I followed traced the ceiling in every room. So I went ahead and changed the two I hadn't changed. Just to prevent that, and just to go, is it these? And so then once I changed those two, I knew it wasn't those two. So then I just went back and forth between the two I knew that I had already changed, but had not changed that night, Eddie, for 45 minutes. And then finally, I was just standing under one of them and it stopped. They all stopped. It just stopped beeping and hasn't beeped again since 3:10 this morning.
Now, was it beeping like going off, or was it doing that like intermittent, like every 10 seconds?
Every 60 seconds. And the back of my smoke alarm says, if it goes off every 60 seconds, the battery's dying. Okay. So I counted and it was 60 seconds. And I was like, okay, this is a battery thing. And it's not all of them, because you remember I had that tiny house fire a few months ago.
Yes.
And I know what it's like when they're all going off, when they're all mad about something. And this was not it. This was the battery is dying. I could never find which one it is.
Oh my gosh.
How insane is that?
Hold on a second. We have to interrupt. I have to parent here real quick.
Hey, Eve.
Just don't walk on the grass. Thank you.
We are basically still preparing to sell this house, and so we have to treat it like a museum. And I had to just kick the kids off the lawn.
She can't even walk on the grass.
Yeah, I don't want to even get into why all of it, but okay, I just sorry okay, you had great. To hear that.
I love that it happened. You were very kind. You're a very good father.
Well, I mean, when I'm on a podcast parenting, I'm a great dad. Who knows if I'm this good a guy.
True.
So here's something, and I can we just, because
yeah,
this is the show
now. Yeah, I want
you
to diagnose what's going on, yeah.
Well, I think there's two options. Three options of what's going on. One, is there a chance there's a fifth smoke alarm that you don't know about?
I mean, maybe, but I really thought I looked everywhere. I will look again today in the daylight.
Can you look with your eyes closed and really try to listen to it?
Like, yeah, but it's not beeping anymore.
Okay. Well, then you probably did it. So that's option one. Option two is that it could be a next door neighbor's house, because you're in a
Very interesting. I wonder if it's the one that's closest to my house on their side.
Right. And even if like windows are open or it's close to a window, like that noise is meant to penetrate. And I do wonder.
Interesting.
The third thing is, you're doing a bunch of renovation on your house right now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The laundry room, it should be done this weekend.
Okay. Please, is there an electrician coming?
No, he's already come and gone.
Okay. The next time an electrician comes,
uh-huh.
Can you just ask this person? Don't get a special trip, because they're going to charge $75 for the trip charge, and that makes
me
crazy.
Yeah.
But when the next time they're coming for something else, ask them what it would cost to hardwire together smoke alarms. Because this is what you want in your life.
Okay, tell me about it.
At least in Florida, code now is that smoke alarms have to be on their own closed circuit, like electrical system. So they run from your box a single line of electricity that goes from your box, and it runs all of the smoke alarms. They do have a battery backup on them just in case the power goes out, but that, but the battery backup is a charged battery, and they just stay on and work forever, and they're always working.
Oh, wow. So, and they took my idea of getting a text message from a thing, and they said, we can actually solve this better. We'll plug it into the electricity.
They just plug it in the electricity. It's got a rechargeable battery in it. And the other thing, it's a little annoying, but safety-wise, if one goes off, they all go off. So it turns very loud, but at the same time, like if your door is closed and there's a fire, like a little something's going on in the kitchen, then the one in your room still goes off and lets you know instead of you just hoping you hear that one. Fantastic. I'm saying that is an easy thing. If they have attic access, that is an easy line to run, and they can do that really quickly and cheaply.
Wow. Okay.
So I realize this is a podcast, and we've just crossed into me talking to you about house stuff. I don't care.
That's
great. I love this kind of stuff.
Yes.
And I really think this would be a very good option for you.
Yeah, that sounds, I will get that done. So. So I predict also a nap in about 8 hours for me because I was up for an hour. And
how long does sleep deprivation take to hit you? To me, it's 48 hours.
Oh, really? Wait, what? So in 2 days, you'd feel sad?
Well, I feel sad all the time.
Tired.
That's kind of my deal. But okay. So, well, first of all, I don't know how long we've been recording. It's somewhere between 20 minutes and 4 hours. So
that's right.
I don't,
we're not sure.
I am so deeply entrenched in your lack of computer backup and the electrical issues that I'm in the matrix right now.
But, yeah.
But to the sleep thing, it happens. So if I lose a night's sleep or I have a really awful night's sleep, I'm not tired that following night. I'm tired the night after. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I hear you. It makes sense. I've never felt that. I feel tired. If I don't get sleep last night, I will be tired today.
Oh, gosh.
You will be tired tomorrow.
Correct.
Fascinating.
And tired hard. Hard. But it's something like maybe just the adrenaline kicks in and you're like, whoa, I barely slept last night. I got a date today. Let's do this.
Yeah. Right?
And so you like coffee up, workout up, and you're like trying to get through the day, but you cannot pace the sleep apparently. And
Wow. Well,
we've got some homework, Annie. We've got to research. We've got to call an electrician. We've got to research some backup options. And I'm going to send you a link for a drive recovery service.
Okay. That I'll do it immediately.
Your drive and they will cloud you. I mean, it's decently expensive, but it's not prohibitively expensive, especially for pictures.
Great. Okay. Great. I'm thrilled about this.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Boy, we were doing the work today, weren't we? And if there are any
really
electricians listening, let us know.
Particularly in Nashville, you're very welcome to let us know.
Oh, yeah. What was that one electrician that came up? Oh, no. That wasn't an electrician. That was a water heater guy.
Yeah, that's right.
What was that little fellow that came over? He had a very cute
name. All right.
Name.
Well,
I remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, we're not doing this.
Hold on.
We're not doing this, apparently.
I don't remember. But yes, you're
somebody
right. When I had the fire.
Yeah.
The guy who came
and
over from
your
the
words, not mine. HVAC. You said he smelled like chocolate chip cookies, which I always thought, you had said loud, and I thought, wow, what a weird thing to share.
Yeah, it was true, though.
Build a little.
All right, buddy. Well, let's have a great week, and we'll do this again for Friday.
Yes, I look forward to it.
Let's keep it up. All right, friends, go wash your hands, stay safe, and we'll see you back here on Friday.
Bye, buddies. That was the Rebecca Black ending.